Mickey Flyler Show. Now back to Mickey and Zach.
I've all seen the man at the liquor store begging for your chain. The hair on his face is dirty, dreadlocked in for the main.
Welcome back. Glad to have you with us here on a Tuesday, 8:05. I want to tell you about Granger Nissan and Granger Nissan of Anderson. You know, Granger Nissan of Anderson has awesome looking stuff. I asked a buddy of mine who's a big truck guy about the Titan. You know, the Titans are made right here in America, like designed in America, assembled here in America, made in America, research here in America. Well, that's an American made deal. It's really cool seeing all that. I saw a great Titan commercial on the British Open stuff this weekend. And I made up my mind, buddy. Zach, for you, buddy, I'm going to get you a Titan. Come buy you a Titan. You've done a really great job here at the station.
And, wedding present.
Yes.
That'd be great. Fantastic.
Thank you. Christen the Titan.
Yeah.
A wedding present.
Yeah, there you go.
Great. Go by and see our good friends over there. Proud partners of the Clemson Tigers, home of the lifetime powertrain warranty, a great sales staff ready and waiting on you. It's our friends over at Granger Nissan of Anderson. Our friend Tony Morrell of the BigSpur.com joins us now. Hey, good morning, Tony. How you doing?
I'm doing well, Mickey. How about you?
Man, we're great. We appreciate it. We're getting closer, man. This is the last time we speak before spring practice. I mean, fall practice starts the week of that, at least. Give us an idea schedule-wise. What do we know about the schedule? And any comments yet from Will Muschamp about open practices and how you guys will be covered and how the fans can go out and see when practice begins next week?
Yeah, practice begins on August 3rd. The players will begin officially reporting there on the 1st and 2nd. They'll start rolling in and get settled in their dorms and things like that for the fall. They have not announced that any practices will be open as of yet. Typically, he at least opens one to the fans, but they haven't announced what that date will be just yet. But we'll still have our staff there on a daily basis for practice, and the media is typically allowed to sit in on the first few sessions. Can't usually see a whole lot during those sessions, but we'll have as much coverage as we possibly can for the fans, and certainly all the post-practice coverage with coaches' interviews and things like that, player interviews. So thebigspur.com is definitely the place to be for that kind of information during fall practice.
No doubt. We go there every single day. Between now and then, anything on the schedule? I know they got some recruiting. The opportunity at least to have guys on campus and all that kind of opens back up here pretty soon. Any recruiting news, any stories to follow there?
They're not going to have any kind of formal event like a cookout or anything like that between now and the start of fall practice. I do expect a few players to visit between now and the start of practice. Kevion Mullins, the four-star wide receiver who's committed to South Carolina, is going to bring his mom down on Monday of next week for an unofficial visit. And I do expect a few more guys to be in probably this weekend, but no formal event and no big group is expected in. Then, of course, once practice gets underway, I expect a lot of players to be on campus over the course of the month of August and then once games start as well. So there will still be a lot of good recruiting information, I think, coming out, but just not one formal event this weekend like a lot of other schools are having.
Got some questions about this team, and I got a couple text messages on here, but this is my personal question. I was reading on your site the other day, one of your writers projected defensive line starters. Get your thoughts on this. Wasn't surprised about about a couple of starters there, but Blackshear as one of the defensive ends is. Do you see it that way? Think he could be a starter there? Is he ready to be what a lot of people thought he might be in high school?
I don't know that I would project him as a starter, but I do think he has a chance to be a regular part of the rotation on the defensive line and give them more this year than he has at any other point in his career. I still would say he's not going to be what he was billed to be coming out of high school. He's healthier than he's been in a long time. He's stronger than he's probably ever been since he's been at South Carolina. He got so far behind in the weight room when he was recovering from the gunshot. And I think that held back his development to some degree. But I'm not sure that I would say definite starter at this point, but I do think he'll play some key snaps for them this year and has a chance to make more plays this year for him.
The other slightly surprise in that projection for your writers was Keir Thomas moving inside to play defensive tackle. Is that a full-time move? Is there concern about, and how big is he? And is there concern about maybe size being a factor with him or not?
Now, he's already played a good bit inside. They move him, line him up at different spots depending on their personnel grouping and down a distance, things like that. He's one of the most versatile players on the line for them, so he's already shown that he can produce some inside, but I don't think it'll be a full-time move for him. A lot just depends on whether they're in a three-man or four-man front. He can line up inside or out, but he gives them a lot of versatility and has been a productive player for them so far in his career.
You mentioned it 275 times here on our segment, pass rush. Wanham provided a little bit of that last year. Your thoughts about the pass rush, creating a pass rush? Can they do it with the front three or four? Does it require more of guys from the back seven maybe doing that? What are your thoughts about the pass rush and maybe some improvement in that area?
Well, I think, some of the young guys like Aaron Sterling and Brad Johnson are going to help them there. Sterling really showed flashes of what he's capable of last year, as did Johnson. They both got better and better as the year went on, as they got more experience. Daniel Fennell had a really good bowl game against Michigan and helped them from a pass rushing standpoint. I think Bryson Allen-Williams' return is going to help them. From a pass rushing standpoint, they're going to – his primary position will be at linebacker, but they're going to also use him as almost like a second buck at times and have him on the field along with Wanham as maybe a pass rusher on the other side or maybe overload one side and force a team into picking one or the other to block. So, I'm not ready to say they're going to be back to, 2011, 2012, 2013 days when the pass rush was so good. But I do think it'll be a better group against, in terms of rushing the passer this year than it was last year. And particularly if those young guys can develop as the coaches expect they will.
Texter Sean from Anderson asks, how good do you think this Gamecock defense can be?
I think a lot of that depends on the production and development of these young guys. Some of the ones I just mentioned, Aaron Sterling and Brad Johnson and Sherrod Green at linebacker, Eldridge Thompson at linebacker, Keyshawn Nixon. He's not a young guy, but he's inexperienced. He's probably going to be starting in either one corner spot or the nickel spot. Jamias Williams, can he make that transition to safety? And there's still a lot of unanswered questions. I think there's talent for the coaches to work with. I think there's athleticism and playmakers, but I think they have to get everyone in the right positions and really put the pieces of the puzzle together this fall. I think it can be a good group. I don't think it's ready to be a dominant group or one that you can count on to keep you in games every single week. I still think they're probably going to be involved in some higher scoring games at times, but I do think they're slowly making progress on that side of the ball, and it's not something they can do overnight, but they're getting more to the to where Will Muschamp and Javaris Robinson want them to be on that side of the ball, and recruiting guys that do things the way they want them done.
The position battle, so much of it, will continue in the fall. What are their two or three spots? Maybe even not even starter spots. Maybe it's the backup spots and there's roles. What are those that will keep a close eye on the defensive side of the ball? What are the key battle positions?
Well, I think in the secondary, what are the graduate transfers, Nick Harvey and JT Ebay, what are they going to give them? Are they going to be starters? Are they going to be key backups? I think the cornerback there, that's that battle between Harvey and Nixon as to which one will be the primary corner and which one will be the nickel, I think is an important one. I think it's safety with Ebay and Jamias Williams moving there at least early in fall camp. They're going to look at him there and see how he does. Jalen Dickerson has been cleared finally for full participation in practice. And then Steven Montack has been a valuable member of that secondary. So, seeing how things shake out at safety. On the defensive line, some of those spots we talked about, can Blackshear be a starter? Is he going to be a backup? How far has Aaron Sterling come? How much can Kingsley and Nagbari give them as a true freshman? Rick Sandage is a true freshman. I think there's a lot of spots to watch defensively. I would say there are fewer battles offensively. You know, the offensive line is pretty much set. Quarterback is set. Running back, you know, a little bit of battle between Dowdle and Tyson Williams, but I think Dowdle will probably be the starter game one. Wide receivers are pretty set. You know, there's a battle to see, you know, who's going to play behind Casey Crosby at tight end. You know, Jacob August will be that blocker, but who's the other guy that can help them as a receiving tight end? Is Evan Henson going to be ready? There's some ones to watch, but most of them are on defense, I think, at least at this stage of the game.
The good news here, and correct me, you know, obviously feel free to disagree. I'm not sure A&M's going to be great on offense in year one under Jimbo Fisher. I think Mississippi, I should say, is Ole Miss is a team. You know, Florida wasn't a great offense last year. Now, I think Missouri's a good offense. I think Georgia and Clemson will have good offenses this year. But can you say, you know, you feel a little better about it knowing that I'm not sure that Tennessee's offense is ready. I'm not sure that Kentucky or Vanderbilt will be great offenses, that there are some schedule opportunities in there where you're not going to have to be like the steel curtain of the Pittsburgh Steelers to stop some of these offenses as the season progresses?
Yeah, I would agree with that. You know, I think this schedule from top to bottom is as manageable as, at least on paper. Now, you never know what could happen with some of these teams, but on paper, I think it's as manageable as any South Carolina has had since they joined the SEC. And they still have to go out there and get it done. You can't just, you don't play games on paper, you play them on the field. But I do think from a matchup standpoint and like you said, an offensive standpoint, they don't play a ton of great offenses. And I think that plays into their defense and some of the question marks they have on that side of the ball. And I really think South Carolina has a chance to be a good offensive football team this year. I really like what they've done from a staff standpoint on that side of the ball. I think Darren Warner was a huge addition to the offensive staff, and what he's done with Jake Bentley so far and what I think he'll continue to do with the quarterbacks going forward. I think he'll prove invaluable to Brian McClendon as he you know, takes on the task of being a first-year full-time play caller. And I think Eric Wolford's doing a really good job on the offensive line. Bobby Bentley's done a great job with the running backs. And Pat Washington is a guy that doesn't get a whole lot of publicity, but is a really good football coach and very well respected. So I think it's as good an offensive staff as they've had down there. And I think if you combine those two, they have a chance to win a lot of football games this year if they can put it all together.
You feel better about improvement on offense or on defense? On offense last year, 24 points a game, 337 yards a game. On defense, you gave up 20 points a game, you gave up 367. You feel better about those two numbers increasing on offense or increasing on defense?
I would say offense. I think, you know, I was really never much of a fan of Kurt Roper from as a play caller nor as a quarterback coach. And I think that I think not having him there and replacing him with a guy like Dan Werner is really going to help them. I think, you know, obviously Debo Samuel needs to stay healthy, something he really has not been able to do over the course of his career. But if he can, I think he has a chance to have an All-American type year. You know, a lot of other weapons, Brian Edwards, Shai Smith, Ortre Smith, Casey Crosby, pretty good running back group. You know, I think has a chance to be the best offensive line they've had in a while. So I think a lot of pieces are in place on that side of the ball, and if they can stay healthy and really gel, I think they have a chance to put up some points and be a much more fun offense for the fans out there to watch this year.
I said the other day, Debo Samuel, you're seeing him. Health has been a little bit of an issue for him. Obviously, you can't help broken legs and all that stuff, but he had other issues before there where I mentioned that normally it's a quarterback, but and don't get me wrong, I mean, Bentley's got to play well, but I think Debo Samuel is as important part. Can Shai Smith, if something happened to Samuel, can Shai Smith take over the role, take the top off of it a little bit? I'm not sure Edwards or Ortre Smith can. Can Shai Smith be a guy whose role might increase a little more this year?
I think so. I think it's going to, regardless of whether Debo stays healthy or not, I think Shai's going to be a big part of their offense this year. I think Josh Vann is another one to potentially watch, even though he's not an early enrollee and is still recovering from a shoulder surgery he had in the offseason. I think he's another who, if he can get healthy early in fall practice, has a chance to make some plays for them down the field this year and be that kind of guy. But I do think Shai Smith has a ton of ability. He's one of those guys that, you know, doesn't always practice quite as hard as you'd like him to. But certainly in terms of the things you can't teach or coach. He's got a lot of them, and I think he showed flashes of it as a true freshman and should be a more consistent producer for them this year and year two.
Final one for you, and we're going to talk much more about some of these battles next week, because there's a bunch of guys that I want to watch in this fall camp to take a step forward. You said the best offensive line, you feel about that. Give me a storyline on the offensive line, whether it be a starter moving to a new position, whether it be, you know, Bailey maybe moving back, or would it be maybe the development of a sixth, seventh, or eighth offensive lineman?
Well, I think it's a couple of things. I think, you know, like you said, moving Zach Bailey from right tackle back to his natural left guard position, I think is going to help him a ton and help the offensive line and the running game. You know, he's a solid player at right tackle. I think he's got a chance to be a standout back at guard. That's where he belongs. I think Donnell Stanley at center gives them more size and strength than they've had at that position in a long time, in several years. And they've been undersized at the center position. And it just created a scenario where teams could put big defensive linemen over the center and really cause problems for them up the middle in the running game. I think that's going to be much less of an issue for them this year. And then, you know, just having more experienced Dennis Daly at left tackle and, you know, just the other guys that they have there that Eric Wolf feels good about. I think from a starting standpoint, they feel really good. And they, like you said, they do need some guys to develop behind them. They'd like to play more offensive linemen if they can get some guys ready and be able to sub in and out a little bit more. But in terms of the starting group, I think if they can stay healthy, they have a chance to have a really good year.
All right, next week it all begins. We're going to talk right before that. We'll talk more specific about some of these really key storylines to follow. You mentioned it at first. Tell me once again, it's a great time to subscribe for thebigspur.com.
Yeah, practice starts on August 3rd, so it'd be a great time to join and get all the coverage leading up to the first practice and then all the coverage once practice starts leading up to that first game of the year against Coastal. And should be a fun season, I think, for South Carolina fans, and we'll be covering it as well or better than anyone. So just go to thebigspur.com and can become a member today.
Great stuff. Hey, enjoy the rest of the week. Looking forward to visiting with you next week, and we'll get some more details, specifics about practice times and maybe being as open or not. So, hey, man, thanks a lot, and we'll talk to you next week.
Sounds great. Thanks, Mickey.
All right. Our friend Tony Morrell of thebigspur.com. Hey, Trail wants to talk to you. They want to start a conversation with you. They want to show you the difference and really, you might not even know. Zach, when you first started here, did you really know what single source delivery meant? You didn't? I didn't either. I sat down with Will Huss. I sat down with Neil Workman. I sat down with those folks, and I learned about how, you know, really it's not just the single source. They work with architects, too. And so if you're an architect and you're looking for a company, they market to you guys too. This delivery method, it just works. It works for those that are on boards because you get a budget and you get a time. It works for those designing backwards, you know, the back way you design to a budget. It works for those that are first-time builders and shepherds you through a process really that you haven't really done before. It works for those, you know, hard bid type situations. It works for those that are looking for you know, maybe the multiple times of building. Because, again, I have a friend who says he'll never use anyone else other than Trail every single time that he builds, and he builds a bunch of different buildings. It's our friends at Trail. The single source delivery works. The same company designs it, builds it. It's the better building process. Find out why 84, 85, 86% of their annual volume comes from repeat clients. Imagine if everybody business did that. If you retain customers at that rate, well, how do you do that? You have zero adversarial relationships, and you do it right every single time. It's our friends at Trail, TREHEL.com, 800-319-7006, 800-319-7006. We'll take a break, come back, open phone lines, text, and tweets right after this. Hi friends, Mickey Plowler here for Star Granite Interiors. Nothing improves a home like beautiful granite or quartz countertop surfaces for your kitchen or your bathroom like Star Granite Interiors. For 60 years, Star Granite Interiors has built an impeccable reputation by providing its customers with the best in terms of service, selection, and price. Call today to improve your home with Star Granite Interiors. Jeremy Revis can be reached at 304-4249. That's Jeremy Revis at 304-4249. Or better yet, check him out online at StarGraniteInteriors.com.
When it comes to iced tea, don't settle for anything less than legendary. Head to Bojangles and get a large 32-ounce freshly steeped legendary iced tea. Just $1 for a limited time. Bojangles, it's bow time.
Hey students, Caitlin here with Tiger Properties to share with you the latest off-campus housing development for fall 2018. Located just 1 mile from campus, TTV is evolving with brand new luxury farmhouse cottages in phase two of Tigertown Village. These charming two-bedroom, two-and-a-half-bathroom cottages will feature spacious open floor plans and rustic farmhouse finishes. Each kitchen has high-end finishes like granite countertops and custom cabinetry. Call Tiger Properties today at 864-654-RENT and schedule a tour or visit ttvfarmhouse.com for more information.
July is National Ice Cream Month, when we celebrate the frozen deliciousness of our favorite ice cream. Nothing celebrates National Ice Cream Month like Clemson's Best Gourmet Ice Cream, available in four distinctly southern flavors. To find out more, go to clemsonsbest.com.
Celebrate your independence now till the end of July at Hendrick Honda Easley. Have you heard of Honda Sensing? Honda Sensing is our exclusive intelligence suite of safety and driver-assistive technologies designed to alert you to things you might miss while driving. Lane Keep Assist, Adaptive Cruise Control, and Collision Mitigation Braking System, to name just a few. Up on the hill, it's Hendrick Honda Easley. Escape the everyday and enjoy the experience. Hendrick Honda Easley, where we make it fast, fair, easy, and transparent.
Back to school, back to Target. This is the year you go the extra style. With looks from Cat and Jack, Umbro, C9, and more. If your kids want to be it, you can theme it. Overalls for art lovers. Next level tees for gamers. Sporty looks for first day goals. Unicorn hoodies to astronaut socks. Your kids can rock it from head to toe. Target has back to school covered. Now save $5 when you spend $25 on kids apparel at Target. Restrictions may apply. Offer valid through Saturday.
Looking for delicious and innovative food in downtown Clemson? The Blue Heron Restaurant and Sushi Bar is the answer. Fresh house-cut steaks and seafood and free-range poultry are just a few of the menu items that define the Blue Heron. And specials like Monday's pizza and a pint build your own four-topping pizza for $9. The finest steaks and fresh seafood at the Blue Heron, College Avenue, Clemson. Visit our website at blueheronfood.com.
R&R Golf Carts and Power Sports, located in Seneca and Clemson, is a factory-authorized dealer for EZ-Go and Cushman vehicles. They can fully customize your EZ-Go cart as well. With 0% financing, now it's easier than ever to own your new EZ-Go or Cushman vehicle. There's plenty of game day rental packages to choose from as well. So don't miss out this season. Stop by R&R Golf Carts and Power Sports on 123 in Seneca and Clemson Boulevard in Anderson. Online at rrgolfcarts.com.
Reed's Jewelers invites you to their Diamond Design Show July 27th and 28th. It's the perfect time to trade in and upgrade her diamond, remount and restyle her diamond with a special remount, and see Reed's extensive and affordable choices of unmounted diamonds. A craftsman jeweler will be in store to create your personal design. The Reed's Jewelers Diamond Design Show, Friday and Saturday. Reed's Jewelers, Haywood Mall next to Belk, online at Reed's.com.
All the sports from last night and everything you need going into today.
Dudes!
It's the Mickey Flyler Show. Now back to Mickey and Zach.
Engineersleep.com. Didn't want to get out of the Engineer Sleep bed today. How about this? Locally, free delivery. How about you're going to get it within 1 to 5 days? How about the 10% off when you heard about it here? How about your own bed design for you? How many hours of sleep? You went to bed last night at like 7:45. Normally, though, what are you about, a 6 or 7 hour guy? I'm about a 7 hour guy. About a 6 hour guy.
A 6 hour guy. usually.
They say you're supposed to get 60 a week. You know, if you did, if you got eight a night, 56 a week, that's a third of your life. Why not do it in the highest rated bed, the best bed, the one specifically made just for you? Engineered Sleep, engineeredsleep.com, Congaree Road over in Greenville. Jay and Davis Orders have an absolute unbelievable business plan. They want to show it off to you, engineeredsleep.com. Texture asks, can we get a Tour de France update?
No.
No.
They're still cycling.
I don't know. I mean, what is there to update? All right. He wants one. You know what? We give our people what we want.
Tour de France.
I thought you'd be all into it, considering you're a Frenchie.
Leaders? I don't.
Tour de France news. I got standings right here. You ready?
Yeah.
Stage 15. 44 Cours Dan Le Péché.
Yeah, you crushed that pronunciation.
Thomas is...
Geraint Thomas, an Englishman.
Yeah. Sagan?
No, we're not. That's just the one stage you're looking at. We're looking at overall right now.
Oh, on overall.
Overall, Geraint Thomas is in the lead at the moment. An Englishman from Who? Team Sky. Chris Froome.
Have you heard of either one of those guys in your life?
No, I haven't heard of anybody.
Ever?
The highest ranked American, you ask?
Yeah. Lance Armstrong.
TJ Van Garder.
Sure.
39th overall from the U.S., the BMC racing team.
Yeah, no doubt.
He's currently a full minute behind.
Everybody knows him. Have you seen the TV ratings for the British Open?
I heard they were good.
A texter asks, why do you guys keep talking about Tiger Woods? You're hung up on Tiger Woods. Before I give you the TV ratings, tell me about the heat map from Twitter.
The heat map?
Yeah. You okay over there? You're a little distracted over there.
We're having a lot of questions about the lack of a streaming service or the app or whatever it may have been. Yeah. We're pointing everybody towards WCCPFM/listen.
All right.
We're going to get you there, and you can listen there and feel free to do so.
Okay.
That's what I'm dealing with, so I apologize.
Okay.
The heat map.
What is a heat map?
The heat map is a reflection of the interactions and mentions and clicks and all that kind of stuff that happened during a live event. And this one was for the Open Championship, of course. And during that, it was like looking into the surface of the sun when you looked at the United States and then all of England and Ireland, Scotland, Northern Ireland, all that kind of stuff. It was just exploded with interactions, and it was really fun to see. As soon as Tiger made his charge at the leaderboard and took a solo lead at the Open on Sunday.
I have about 5 points on the TV ratings. The NBC's overall final rating was up 37% from what Jordan Spieth won last year. Tiger's in contention on Sunday, right?
Yes.
Sunday's telecast tied for the best Open overnight coverage in 18 years. Final round play from Carnoustie earned a 5.0 rating. That doesn't mean anything to me or anybody else. The audience peaked from 1 to 130. It was a 6.74 rating. That timing followed Tiger Woods grabbed the outright lead at 11 under par. The overall 5.0 overnight rating ties a 2006 Open victory Tiger Woods had at Royal Liverpool, also aired on ABC. It equals the highest rated final round of a British Open since Tiger completed his Tiger Slam at St. Andrews in 2000. Why are we talking Tiger Woods? Because it's the highest-rated British Open since 2000? Why are you talking Tiger Woods? Because the network said that 33.9 million minutes were streamed in the final round. That's a 67% boost from last year. A total of 125 million minutes were streamed, making it the most streamed golf event ever for NBC Sports. Why are you talking Tiger Woods? What are y'all, crazy? Nobody cares about Tiger Woods. What are you, stupid? He's done. Nobody cares about it. Nobody follows him. Nobody wants him to win.
Kevin Kisner.
Talk more about Kisner, man. Talk more Kisner than anybody in the history of the world. Talk more about Kisner than Kisner's family. The most streamed golf event ever for NBC Sports. The highest rated British Open since 2000 when it was a Tiger Slam. It spiked at 6.7 when Tiger was in the lead, and up 37% from last year when Jordan Spieth won. Okay. Texas said, okay, thanks. Don't want to miss any Clemson football talk. Here's another thing, too. Does anybody talk more about Clemson football than me and you?
No.
Anybody in the history of radio?
No.
That's all we talk about.
That's it.
And like I said many times, if you don't, just ask a question. Call in. Ask a question. If you got, what questions could you have about Clemson football that we hadn't talked about? Call in. You got a question. You got a topic. Call
864-654-ROAR. 654-7627.
Love to hear you.
Hey, you can text it if you want to.
Love to. We answer every text.
986-1566.
I haven't done any Twitter there, buddy.
At Mickey Plyler, at Mr. Orr 24. Follow us on Twitter. Go ahead and just shoot all your questions there as well. We answer everything on Twitter, even after hours.
Brian said, what's going on with the app? The app is wccpfm.com/listen. Just check on that.
There it is.
That's all over Twitter today. As far as anything that we missed, here's the text on Tiger. I know I was interested in him, too, to a certain extent. I just mean, overall, sometimes y'all are a little overkill with him. I understand this week, things have won some more tournaments, just not overkill. Dude, it's the biggest sporting event in the world last weekend. It's just Tuesday. Football's still 39 days away.
39 days, 3 hours,
okay.
46.
It's going to be okay.
Minutes.
You know what this reminds me of a little bit? Yes. I hate to say it.
Say it.
I'm going to get in trouble.
Say it.
I'm going to get in trouble.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, he's on vacation. He's not here.
Okay. When you see, like, really fat people complain about food in a restaurant or complain about food mm-hmm. on somewhere on like, I see on mm-hmm. Twitter sometimes or Facebook sometimes when he complains about it. Mm-hmm. And it reminds me, you know, man, you can skip a meal every once in a while. It's okay. You know? It's okay. Worst case scenario, you don't really...
I mean, worst case.
Gorge yourself like you normally would just
worst case here.
Stuff yourself, you know?
Yep.
It's okay.
Yep.
You can miss one. I'm looking at you. You could, you know, on this station, on this talk show, we could talk a little, couple minutes about something else. Not going to miss anything close to football. You'll be okay.
Hey, you'll be all right.
You know, you and I are Eskimo buddies now.
I don't think know what that means.
With watches. We're Eskimo buddies. Eskimo brothers.
I don't think you know what that means.
No, I know what it means. But we're Eskimo watch brothers now.
Yes, we both have...
I feel for sure we're not Eskimo brothers in real life, but we're Eskimo brothers as far as watches
go. We're really just going for it. Yes, we both have some Hook and Gaff watches, the national championship versions.
Love
I
Hook
believe
and Gaff,
your buddy is...
Michael Sims.
Is hook you up there.
Hookandgaff.com.
I had mine a little earlier, if we're going to be honest.
Yeah, you did.
You know, you're like, dang, that's a good looking watch. I got to get
great
one
looking
of those.
Watch.
And bang, you're all over it.
Great looking watch. All right. I want to mention a couple of things quickly here in our final couple minutes of this segment. Ryan Lochte, you see this story? Posted U.S. anti-doping agencies a picture that violated their policy. He has been banned from competition through July 2019. I mean, the 12-time Olympic medalist cannot complete as planned the national championships that start this week in California. He's ineligible for other top meets because he didn't take a banned substance. It got...
Took an IV drip.
Yeah, an IV injection with vitamins in May. And since it exceeded 100 milliliters, no matter what was involved, he broke the anti-doping rules. Some might say, you know what, it wasn't a banned substance. You know, I kind of like having these kind of rules, though. Especially in these sports that you just know that's what they're doing. He said him and his wife got IV infusions in Gainesville, Florida to bolster their immune systems. Yeah. And if you did it, great. Just don't post pictures on the internet. And finally.
He's married?
Yeah.
Jeez.
Finally. He's married to former Playboy model Kayla Ray Reed. Finally. I just can't trust anything Ryan Lochte ever does
mm-hmm.
after that cockamamie story that he produced at the Olympics last time. You remember that deal?
Yeah, where somebody pulled a gun on him or all that kind of nonsense, but yeah. Definitely wasn't that. He was just hammered.
Yeah.
And
hammered.
It was all on video.
Hammered.
Oh, man.
and came up with that one. We've got a huge event coming up this weekend. Stronger Than Sarcoma. It's a benefit for Catherine Cat Jones. Ben Milstead and I had lunch at the ESO Club a couple weeks ago. And you were out of town. And Candace Bell, one of our good friends, came up to us and said, "Hey, man, this on Saturday, July the 28th, from 3 till 10, we're going to have this event to help out Team Cat, and it's called Stronger Than Sarcoma." And I will tell you this, they have as good of some auction items as I've ever seen. And it's kid-friendly from 3 to 6. And then they have bands and all that from 6 until 10. This is going on at the ESO Club. I've known Cat and Carlisle now for 7 or 8 years or so. And these are good people. And she's going through her second bout with cancer. And we're going to help them fight and beat this thing this Saturday at the ESO Club. To find out more, search it on Facebook, Stronger Than Sarcoma. It's a Saturday, 3 to 6 family, 6 to 10. They'll have the bands and all this kind of stuff. But it is a really, like, it's barbecue, and it's really some of the coolest, one of the coolest events we've seen here with all kinds of these auction items. They're just amazing. So do what we do. I'm going to be out there Saturday, and it's going to be a great time for a great benefit to help this family out. This is going to beat this cancer and help these folks out on Saturday. We'll take our final break of the show. We'll come back, wrap things up. Got a great 2-minute drill for you. AaronNewton.com 2-minute drill for you. Brad Hughes, extra forgiveness award for you. Love for you to come back for more after this.
The countdown is on. 39 days till Clemson football.
Line on second down at 24. Going to throw, go long, looking for King. Gets it right side. Touchdown. He blew by the defensive corner, Malik Young, and a strike for 6.
On the flagship station for Clemson Athletics, we are WCCP 105.5, The Roar.
I'm Daniel Weber. I'm a fourth-generation Clemson graduate, and I'd like to talk with you about your insurance needs. I represent a State Farm in the heart of Clemson, and I welcome an opportunity to serve you. Like my father, my grandfather, and my great-grandfather, service to customers and pride in Clemson runs deep in our family. As you grow your family or look to make their lives more secure, call me at 722-9083. I'm State Farm agent Daniel Weber, and we're here to help life go right.
With over 8,000 certified pre-owned vehicles in their network, Henrik Honda Easley is ready to help you buy your next vehicle that will exceed your expectations. All their vehicles come with a warranty and your first maintenance included, and they even review repair orders with you to show they truly stand behind their product. Henrik Honda Easley wants you and your family to have a safe, reliable vehicle that you tell all your friends about. Check out their inventory at HenrikHondaSC.com. Again, that's HenrikHondaSC.com.
Grab your glove, load up the family, and be ready to catch all the homers and grand slams about to fly out of the J.B. Red Owen Sports Complex in Easley. Starting July 28th, the best 13- to 16-year-old baseball players in the world are coming to Easley. Only one team will claim the title of world champions, and since tickets are only $5, you and your family can be there to see it. Go to slbws.org for more information. And don't forget to bring your glove. You'll need it.
No matter where you're going, you'll see hundreds of convenience stores along your route. What sets Locomart in Clemson apart? Quality gasoline at awesome prices? Yes. Rewards to help you save even more money? Yes. But you'll also find a huge craft beer selection at Locomart that you wouldn't find at a normal convenience store. There's only one stop you need to make. Locomart on Old Greenville Highway and Highway 123. Proudly locally owned and operated. Marathon. Fueling the American spirit.
Buying a mattress can be a difficult process, but that can all change with one visit to Engineered Sleep. They are a mattress manufacturer that opened their doors to the public. You get factory direct pricing, a mattress made just for you, and free delivery all over the upstate. Your mattress will be made and delivered within 1 to 5 days. It is always great to buy local, but when you buy from Engineered Sleep, you are truly buying from the best. Their showroom at 627 Congaree Road in Greenville is open Monday through Saturday. Sleep like a champion with your Engineered Sleep.
Brock here with Tom's Barbecue to let you know about our catering services. Tom's Barbecue caters to many corporate events and wants to help your business boost morale with a great meal to guarantee that your employees leave work happier and fuller. Choose from any of our catering packages or pick a la carte from our menu. You will even receive 25% off of your first order when you mention WCCP. So what are you waiting for? Call 864-288-2652. Tom's Barbecue at the corner of Woodruff and Garlington in Greenville.
It's auction time again. Johnny King Auctioneers returns to the Upper State Fairgrounds behind the Greenville Pickens Speedway on Saturday, July 28th at 8:30 a.m., selling farm and construction equipment, vehicles, tools, and much more. Anybody can buy or sell. If you wish to sell, call 554-0929. Visit jkauctions.com for all auction info. Bid live or online from anywhere you have a connection. That's Johnny King Auctioneers, bringing buyers and sellers together at the Upper State Fairgrounds behind the Greenville Pickens Speedway on Saturday, July 28th. Go Tigers!
Here is what a satisfied AquaPool Care customer had to say.
I was going to put the pool in horizontal as the architect suggested. Richard suggested vertical from his experience because he thought it'd give me more landscaping options, and he was spot on.
If you want your pool installed by AquaPool Care, give them a call at 437-8362 or email Richard Bishop at rbishop@aquapoolcarellc.com.
Let's tee it up and get this day going. It's the Mickey Plyler Show on 105.5 The Roar.
If that's who you think we are, you're making a fatal miscalculation, son.
Now back to Mickey and Zach.
I remember when I lost my mind. There was something so pleasant about that place. Even your emotions have an echo in so much space.
Can you keep that playing?
No!
Come on. I love that. How long is the bed for this one? Oh, I love this song.
Middle left.
That's, what's that cat's name?
CeeLo Green.
Yeah, CeeLo. Actually, that's his band, Gnarls Barkley or whatever. But that's CeeLo. You know my joke about CeeLo.
No, I don't. What is it?
You can jump over him just as soon as you can run around him. That's a tiny, short, little fat fella. Text message, good point. No more Stacey's Mom? This is a better song than Stacey's Mom.
I won't hear that kind of garbage.
Come on now. Who do you think you are? That's your soul.
We were told to put new music in and delete all the other stuff.
Yeah. I love that right there. Love it. Absolutely love it. Welcome back. Glad to have you with us. A couple of things. Let me fly through our text lines right now, okay? This is just fly through it. Texter said, love the new music. I do too, buddy. I do too. Texter, I love how Dabo is so open about his love relationship with our Lord and Savior, Blake and Liberty. Totally agree. Love hearing that kind of stuff. And he was very clear about that yesterday. This is Josh in Powdersville. Hey, Mick, statistically speaking, what could your expectations be for Clemson quarterback this year? What should the over-under be for passing touchdowns at wide receiver? You love the show, buddy. Josh in Powdersville, very good. I would say that somewhere between the last 2 years, Clemson last year only threw 17 touchdown passes.
That's it?
I think the number goes to 30 this year. I think 30 is a good point there. Text question here. How many five stars did Muschamp have at Florida? That's a good point. He had a lot, and they didn't play very well at Florida. I think he's a better football coach now than he was at Florida. Better fit, at least, at South Carolina than he was at Florida, though. Our friend Gamecock John said, KJ Henry, a five-star, 220 pounds. Sorry, Gamecock John. He's at 250 pounds right now. So that's good. Texas said the past several, we've had small classes and referred to the overall average rating more than the tool to measure class. You can't just ignore that. We're only 10th in recruiting now because of the number of commits. All that could change, but not as of right now. Yeah, they've had small classes in the past. So you're going to use whatever metric is best for you and your argument. No doubt about that. Texter asked about the Ohio State departure. We already talked about that. Don't know enough about it. Hope that he wasn't doing it. If he was doing it, he should be guilty and thrown underneath the jail. You don't hit women. Wet Two Tiger says, does anyone do power rankings for recruiting classes? Granted, it would be tough, but rank them in order and average star rating. It kind of oversimplifies the strength of a class. You know, the good news about recruiting rankings is that we do have a definitive answer when it comes to recruiting rankings, Zach Orr. They're called 4 years later, what's the final AP and final poll look like? You know who recruited the best the last 4 years? Alabama. You know who was second? Georgia. You know who was third? Well, development and talent and retention through some of that. On our health care text line, 986-1566. Text message extraordinary said, with the British Open TV ratings, will that mean that Trevor Lawrence starts against A&M? You want to see some TV ratings. Let Trevor Lawrence start out in College Station, Texas coming up. Robert at Clemson. Who's going to be the quarterback at Clemson this year? And he says it with tears and laughing. I think we've gone over enough of that through the time. Kelly Bryant will start this season. And at some point in time, Trevor Lawrence will be the better quarterback and will take over at some point in time. I don't think Josh Anderson understands Eskimo brothers either. We're Eskimo watch brothers, I can tell you that.
Please stop saying that.
We are Eskimo watch brothers. We had the same watch.
Please stop. We didn't wear the same watch.
No, the same style watch.
Okay.
Adam writes in, watched the NC State game in Miami games last year. If KB plays like he did in those two games, does he hold off T-Law? My answer was no, because T-Law's going to play better than he played in those two games last year.
Yeah, you're all in on this.
Georgia Tech Will. I like GT Will. He's a good texter. He goes, I think it's time y'all start making fun of Georgia Tech. I just picked Georgia Tech to finish second in the Coastal Division. Did you hear me say that, Zach Orr, Mr. Orr 24?
I did hear you say that.
Texter said, is Travion Walker a sure thing today? Yes, he will commit to Georgia at 6:45. I think it's 6:45 tonight. I think that's right. Here's a good question. Good morning. I feel good about Clemson's three primary quarterbacks if Mark Fields can stay healthy. How do you feel about depth at that position? That's a good question. I think that's one of the areas that you would kind of have a little concern about. With that said, Travion Mullen, A.J. Terrell, Mark Fields will be good there. I think LeAnthony Williams is ready to become that kind of player. I think Kyler McMichael and Mario Goodrich are some guys who can add some depth there. You know you're in pretty good shape as a program when you got to worry about your fourth cornerback, right?
Your fourth cornerback?
Yeah, that's first world problems right there. Yeah,
absolutely it is.
My streaming is slow. You know, a third of the world's population is standing around for rice and water this morning, you know? But my streaming is so slow right now, I can't get a good signal. You want to see somebody panic? I mentioned this on the show a couple weeks ago. You want to see somebody panic?
Yeah. Well, no, but go ahead.
Let a millennial have their phone die.
Oh, boy.
It's like, get him on your charger. Oh, my God, do you have a charger? I don't have a charger at home. Do you have a charger?
It is, it's laughable to be in airports and see everybody crowd around those little charging stations.
Does anybody have a charger? Hashtag bring back Stacy's mom. I disagree.
I'm with you.
No, CeeLo.
I am with you.
CeeLo. Give me a C. Give me an L. Give me an O. CeeLo.
I'm a sucker for tradition.
You are?
Yeah. But evidently not.
I touched on everything I wanted to touch on today. Locked in Major League Baseball. Oh, I didn't get to LeBron James' son visiting Duke.
He visited Duke. Okay, thanks.
Bronny.
Old little guy. He's just a little fella.
You know, it is a lot to do. But you think like LeBron James Jr., you think he'll play basketball? They'll change the rules by then, right?
That he can just not play college ball?
Yeah.
Well, they can go to the D-League first.
That's true. I think LeBron holds on for Bronny.
His teammates visited as well. It's not like he went by himself. You can't really have official visits until some more time. Bronny, what grade is Bronny in?
I don't know. I don't follow.
He's 13 years old. Nearly 6 feet tall. He's 13 years old. Bronny. I kind of like LeBron James. I'm losing favor with him a little bit, though. I can't be a Los Angeles Lakers fan.
You are a Lakers fan.
No.
You've been one for years.
No. I like Irving Magic Johnson. Never liked Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. Liked him in Airplane. Airplane 2.
Surely you can't be serious.
Surely. But.
I am, and don't call me Shirley.
Rambis, no. James Worthy, no. Michael Cooper, no. Certainly not this Lonzo Ball character.
Lonzo.
Can't do it. Texas said KB would start all year. Depends on which KB you mean. You mean Carlos Barr, a kicker from Fresno State? Yeah. But not at Clemson, a quarterback, he won't. Going all in with that one, hadn't I, buddy?
You really are.
Thank you.
Chips in the middle of the table.
Love this texture here. Please, my employee, Stacy, hates it. Bring it back.
Hey, done. We'll have it tomorrow.
No. Interesting stuff. All right. Brad Hughes is my Allstate agent. I'm a good hands with Brad Hughes. I'm a good hands with Allstate. I can call him at 292-3001. I can email him at bradhughes@allstate.com. I can get in touch with him at bradhughesinsurance.com. Better coverage, better rates. Thanks to my good friend Brad Hughes and the Allstate Insurance Agency. We forgive someone in sports every single day. Today, we'll forgive Ryan Lochte. Man, all the guy was doing, Zach Orman, Store 24, Jack Lake Tonto, all he was doing was trying to boost his immune system. The substance that he took was just vitamins. And they weren't banned.
Just trying to get a little vitamins.
Yes. You know what, though? He should have taken a little Flintstone vitamins.
Oh, man.
Those little Chewies. I take Chewies every day now. You?
Chewies?
You take vitamins every day? Chewies.
No, I do not take.
I take little gummy bear vitamins
every day. I don't take the placebo effects every day.
So you're saying there's nothing in there?
I don't think there's anything in there.
Really?
No.
Really?
No.
Little gummy bears? You know, I take two of them a day.
Enjoy your little gummies.
This is a true story, okay? The gummies that we take, these got multivitos or something like that. They're Chewies, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they're Alabama colors and Clemson colors. I will take at least one out. I take two every day, right? Well, I never take two Alabama colors. I'll take two Clemson colors or one and one, but I never take two Alabama colors. Is that bad? Does that say anything about my OCD or
a little bit
obsessive compulsive, whatever that is?
A little bit.
How about this text right here? Mickey, more CeeLo. Exactly. You got to get me more CeeLo. Give me a little bit. What was the one he had about, I'm sorry, about the Ferrari? Or Atari. I love that one.
Please, no. Continue.
Oh, he did some, I can't sing what else he sang on that.
Please continue to sing that song.
AT Texas, Mickey, do you have inside info until you become a starter, or is this a gut feeling?
Oh, boy.
I'll answer it with one mispronounced word. Both.
Both.
Both. Get both of those.
Man, you don't have any inside info. What you know about?
Finish things up, buddy, as we always do, and I have a fairly lengthy 2-minute drill.
You want to go first?
Yeah, I'll go first.
By all means, here we go.
Try to get 4 minutes of content into 2 minutes. It's time for the 2-minute drill on WCCP 105.5 The Roar. Now, here's Mickey.
My 2-minute drill brought to you by Eric Newton, EricNewton.com. For all of your real estate needs in the Clemson area, it is EricNewton.com. Let him take care of you. Eric Newton can certainly help you like he helped me. Anything you need to manage a rental company, rental for properties for you. You're looking for rental properties, commercial real estate, land to build on, buying a house, selling a house, renovating a house, renovating bills. Let him take care of it for you. It's my good friend, full service real estate. New farmhouses out there look great. EricNewton.com. My 2 minute drill is my condolences to Barbara Kennedy Dixon's family and her friend. She passed away Monday morning at 58. She battled cancer for years. 2-time All-American, 3-time first team All-ACC selection, 2-time All-ACC tournament team, the all-time leading scorer in Clemson history and ACC history. It would take me too long to talk about what she accomplished on the basketball court. No one scored more points, more rebounds, more made more field goals, had you know any of that kind of stuff. Amazing what she did. As a freshman, she came on a volleyball scholarship. Freshman averaged 18 points a game and just continued that. And just an amazing, amazing deal there. But I want to talk just more about what kind of person she was. I know her husband, Marvin, and her kids. I see Jazz all the time. Jasmine and these are she's a better wife and a better mother than she was a basketball player, and she's the best basketball player in ACC women's basketball history. Thoughts and prayers go out to them and her family. A beautiful lady, beautiful singing voice, sang the national anthem. Just one of those ladies, just spread joy through a lot of people's lives through a lot of years, and we will certainly miss the all-time greatest women's athlete in Clemson athletic history, Barbara Kennedy Dixon.
Well, I'm not even going to try to follow that up because that deserves stands by itself. And thoughts and prayers to her family and her friends and all of her women's basketball, teammates and everybody that was close to her. And she was just enormous in the community from what I understand. So thoughts and prayers to everybody affected by that.
Let me thank caller sponsors, listeners, texters, tweeters, emailers, Tony Morrell, TheBigSpur.com, Zach Gorg.